and I was dedicated. I don't think that I ever paid much more than a couple of pounds for a book, but after a year or so, I had managed to unearth most of Conrad's major works from the area roughly corresponding to where they ought to be found on the shelves. My acquisitions included a number of first editions, the less expensive ones, and a chance meeting with the first editions expert in the shop where I worked got me interested in the idea of collecting books for reasons other than simple reading pleasure. Inevitably, I visited Julian Tovey's bookshop near my family home in the Meads. With the passion for collecting growing within me, it soon became a place of pilgrimage. Certain of Conrad's books only seemed to be available as first editions at that time, and those that I hadn't already acquired were rather expensive. It's a slippery slope, and collectors will have done far worse things than me to aid their collecting. But I have to admit that I became something of a book tart, prostituting myself, in a manner of speaking, to assuage my collecting habit. I rather led Julian Tovey into thinking that I fancied him, and he started to do favours for me. He must have been in his 40s then and seemed so much older. But he was good-looking, in a dusty, bibliophilic sort of way. His home life was not happy, as he explained to me many times in detail. He was obviously flattered by the attentions of a much...